Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It gets so hard just trying to figure it out, fighting down. Trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the ground. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go.
Ooh. Never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up, got terrorists in the sky.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Just when I say that we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright.
Tell them,
we gon' be alright. Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright.
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Day.
Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble, shame,
shame, abuse, and evil.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine,
let it burn.
Every platform that we were on, we were suspended from. So That is one reason why we were not on air. But after the suspension gave way, something happened after that. My wife, she had a stroke, and so I had to put all my energies into my wife for a little bit for about 3 weeks. So I don't apologize for that, but I'm just letting you know what went on. And lately, all of that stress has come down on me, and it has me, like, really, really tense or whatever like that. And I've been having a few headaches, but I wanted to do the show anyhow to let you know, brothers and sisters, that, hey, I'm on my post through all of this, so you have no excuses. You have no excuses why you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Now, because a lot of people like to give excuses. That's one thing we love to do. We love to give excuses. And not live up to the potential or live up to our duties. So with me telling you these things, you shouldn't have any more excuses. You should be ready, willing, and able. Now, I want to say this to the so-called believers. You suck. I'm just going to put it out there like that. You suck. Your rhetoric does not live up to your actions. I have to be honest about this. Your rhetoric does not live up to your actions. You don't support the Star and Crescent Report. You don't support the Hiram 1555 blog. You don't support the YouTube channel for the Red Pill Diaries. You don't support the Red Pill Diaries. One time I was talking to Brother Rashid, and I was showing him and telling him about how the majority of the people who have signed up to the Red Pill Diaries, because I get a list of the names. I get a list of the names and the email addresses about how most of them are white people, and they're educated white people. So what is your excuse for $3 a month? $3 a month or $7 a month for the information that we're giving you that's going to put you ahead of everybody else? Because these people are contacting me, letting me know what's going on in the geopolitical and economic realm of global politics. And I'm breaking it out. I'm the first one to tell you stuff and going more in depth on a lot of stuff. We did an article, and then we're going to transition. I told you, opening up, I got to get a few things off my chest, and then we'll go into the show. The show is called The 2021 Meltdown. Welcome to this freak show. Well, this is a part of that, because a lot of you have a lot of rhetoric. All praise is due to Allah. Oh, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is. And you see the main and the most important platforms that's out here trumpeting the messenger's teachings, proving the messenger's teachings, having scholars come on board, white scholars come on board of the show, and then bear witness to the messenger's teachings, and you don't support it. And y'all get out of here with this. You know, I'm not biting my tongue. I'm just going to put it out there. You suck. You know, the rhetoric that my kids use when they're mad at each other, you suck. That's what you are. You suck. You are liars. A lot of you are liars and pretenders. That's what you are. And I'm going to call an ace of ace and a spade of spade. You can get mad all you want to. But the truth is the truth. Now we have this block that is always supporting, no matter what. And I appreciate those brothers. I appreciate the sisters. I appreciate everyone who lends a hand with the Star and Crescent Report. I've been doing this for almost 12 years on the air. And it's been done with passion and love, and I'm going to continue to do it as long as Allah allows me to do it. Thankfully, the grace of Almighty God, Allah, that the finances have been there for me independently from relying on you. Because if I had to rely on you, I probably wouldn't have a house, properties, or the shows. So put that in your stove and let that marinate a little bit as we go into this 2021 meltdown. And welcome to the Freak Show. Now, as I said, I am real happy to be back on air. We're having technical difficulties behind the microphone also. So let me say this to you. If we get cut off for a second, stay on as long as you can. Stay on as long as you can. And we'll try to switch over to another computer or try to switch over to another phone if they won't block us, okay? You know how this goes. This has been happening. It happened before we got on the air, and it's happening right now, okay? So I just want to inform you of all that. So don't be weary if I get cut off, if I stop talking or whatever. Just stay put and just give me 5 minutes to try to get back on the air, and we'll go from there. And if they cut us off in the middle of the show, or if they cut us off any time, or we lose communications, and we're not able to get back in 5 minutes, we're going to redo the show. We're going to keep coming at them as hard as they're coming at us, and then some, because this is our day here. You should smile now, because we're living in the end of the so-called Goliath that ruled the world, that everybody was scared to come up against. Everybody was scared to bump heads with America. But that's no longer the case. Is that not? That's no longer the case. What we're seeing today is the collapse and fall of American power domestically, with the great tribulations and trials that she's undergoing within her own borders, with Republican against Democrat, right? The government is shattered. The government is shattered. The people are scared. Everything that we see going on has already been foretold to us by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's why I have been telling you over and over and over, when you see these things happening, don't go out on the streets and protest. But you ignore that stuff. You ignore all of what has been said, because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had taught us, and we're seeing calls being dropped left and right, left and right. Again, I knew this was coming. I knew it was coming. I knew it was happening. Anyway, I remember Saladin was telling me this, okay? He said, brother, it was taught to us in the FOI that it's going to come a time when the messenger was not here, and people would start losing faith and losing hope in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his teachings. He said, and then our people were going to move towards trying to integrate into this system. And the devil would be made manifest to them. And as the devil is being made manifest, there would be a great conflict, because black and white are not supposed to be in such a condition as a unified front like that. That's not how nature put it, okay? You don't see the lions of the pride walking with the tigers, do you? You don't see the house cats walking with the panthers? I know somebody said, we're all human. Yeah, but they're all cats. Look at all, nature as a sign, right? Look at nature as a sign. The Bible tells you that, to use nature as a sign. So Saladin would say, he said, brother, these people are so misguided, and they have rejected the messenger in such a horrible way that they're going to be forced to pay for it. And the retribution of their rejection of the messenger would be the loss of their children, the loss of their positions, their power, their wealth, and a great uprising. And black people would take to the streets getting shot down, mowed down by these people. And we're looking at that right now, and the black man is on the street screaming for justice. That's the dry bones rattling. Because we're in a time now where the collapse and fall of America is not to come. It is underway. I love to say this. It is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that statement, that phrase, has never been as true as it is today and this time. Because now we're looking at the events that are taking place, right? We're looking at them. We told you this stuff on the Star and Crescent Report 12 years ago. We told you. Tell me I'm lying. We told you what to look for, what was going to transpire. We told you about the rising dragon, about China. We told you about how they were going to buck heads. We told you about the positioning of America against Iran. We told you about them trying to overthrow Libya. When nobody else was telling you these things, this show changed the dynamics of talk. You got to give it its props. Now, it's clear, the same people who are now saying these things out there, they were the same in the main obstacles of me saying this stuff when I was saying it. You had the ministers, you had the brothers, you had the sisters. They were all coming against me because they were saying, these are not the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I told them, I can prove to you that these are the teachings. You just don't understand it. You just don't understand it, but it's going to come a time where it's going to be made true and manifested in front of you. And then you're not going to be able to deny it. And so what we're looking at right now is prophecy coming to a head. It's going to be ugly for some people. It's going to be messy for some people. It's going to be brutal for some people, but it's going to be biblical for everybody. Because we're living in a change of worlds. We're living in a change of governance, a change of rulership, and I don't think a lot of you understand the depths of what that means. There is a universal change underway. There's a universal awakening underway. You understand? The thought process is not the same as it was 10 years ago, right? If you think I'm lying, what? Look how the devil try to vilify you if you are conscious of what's going on from the mainstream media to the so-called alternative media to Russia Today, the RT.com, to Sputnik.com, SputnikNews.com, to all of these. They try to vilify you if you are awake. So they put a negative connotation to the wokeness. W-O-K, right? E-N-E-S-S, wokeness. Right? So they try to, the same thing that they did, see, you got to be smart, you got to watch this. Because I know a lot of you so-called Muslims getting a lot of your news from these outlets, which is not bad if you understand how to interpret it. If you don't understand how to interpret it, then you should just leave it alone and come to the Star and Crescent Report or go over to the Red Pill Diaries and just pay attention. They are trying to vilify being awakened in this day and time the same way they vilify Islam now. It crept in. Remember when they started vilifying Islam, they started using key phrase, Islamist, Islamism, Islamic extremism, right? When these police shooting down your brothers and sisters on the street, these are the same people that go to church and pray to Jesus, right? Not one time do you hear them mention Christian extremism. When you see them mowing down abortion clinic people, even though I am against abortion, they don't say that was by a Christian extremist. When you see America flying her drones and her bombers 5,000 miles away dropping deadly bombs on people, that is not considered Christian extremism. But if a person yells Allahu Akbar and stabs somebody, that is extremism. You see the double standards. But you don't process these things. The same thing they're doing now with the wokeness. Remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad Jesus said, under this, the black man must be awakened, right? There's a universal awakening taking place, he says,
in the
theology of time. I'm not, excuse me, in Our Savior Has Arrived. There's a universal awakening that is underway. So, in essence, if you are being awakened and your eyes are now open, your mental dexterity is now strong, then you're a woke person. But they vilify that now. And you go right along with it because you don't understand those key phrases, those key words that are being used to brainwash you even though you have some knowledge. Because they understand that this is the time of the fall of America. And remember that America's fall will be a lesson for her white brethren across the globe. This is the greatest pillar, the richest pillar, the most influential pillar of the white world, bar none. And when she goes, so goes all of the power, all of the influence that the white world has had and is having right now. That's why they're fighting like hell. Let me tell you something. We got a lot of clips, and hopefully we'll be able to try to play them. All right? But I just want to bring something to your attention. It is no secret. Well, to some of you, you probably don't process it because you're not mentally stable or you're not mentally able at this moment to process what this devil is putting at you because he constantly puts it at you. So with that said, it is no coincidence that every time you hear the President of the United States, whomsoever they may be, whether it's Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., no matter whosoever it may be, whenever they're talking about global security, they often use this. America and her NATO allies, America and her European partners. They use that. But why do they use that? Or the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Why? Because that organization, those nations, comprise up the white structure of global dominance and supremacy. So they're not really concerned with whether or not Africa rises out of poverty. Hell, they put them in poverty. They want them in poverty so that they can exploit the resources and the labor of the people over there. They don't care nothing about that. But when they're always talking about the global security architecture, they often refer to America, Australia, New Zealand, and the NATO alliance of Europe. That shows you their thinking, their mentality. They believe that even though the white man does not even comprise one half of the population of the globe, they believe that the so-called civilized world, the influential world, is that of the Caucasian and not the black, the brown, the red, or the yellow. They dismiss you in their conversation, don't it? They dismiss you. They often dismiss you. I'm not lying. Brothers and sisters, listen, go to RT, RT.com. Go to YouTube, okay? And see, I like to prove what I'm saying. Go to YouTube. Listen to, Joe Biden, as he addresses the situation of facing America now, right? And how he often talks about the enemies, and his enemies are those like Russia, but he puts China above it. But he talks about global security, and the so-called rules-based order, which is key or code for white domination, because there's no rules, and it is not based in no order. The only rule that they have is white domination and white supremacy at all times and at all costs. And they're proving that to you by the threat of thermonuclear war. Am I lying? I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the absolute truth. Okay? So go there and listen to Blinken. And listen to former Secretary of State, Pompeo. And listen to Donald Trump. They go back and listen to it. Even Barack Obama, who was a shield of a president, a puppet president, because they knew they had to bring the black man and woman here into their system, so they had to. I got to talk on this for a second, y'all, and then I'll play some clips. And the black people went crazy for this so-called Negro. Crazy as hell. And they don't want you to say nothing about him today. And he stole more wealth from you than you could ever imagine. Some estimates are 20, some estimates are up to $45 trillion that was stolen and siphoned out of the black community under this so-called president. He didn't care about the brutality of the police. He never spoke on the situation that the black man and woman is facing on a daily basis here in America. So how the hell can you relate to this man? Just because he got the same skin color as you. Everybody that look like you ain't of you. I'm pretty sure your parents told you that. All you have to do is look at his actions, look at his policies, and you'll see that they were one of the greatest detriments to black uprising, to black liberation, and black independence. And now we fast forward it to today. For the white man putting that black man in office to trick black people, the judgment of America has intensified. The world is rejecting her dollar. The debt level has become unsustainable, and that's why America is waging these wars. That's why America has become unhinged, because she knows that the bully is now being exposed for what the bully is. So she's trying to dress up her madness. She's trying to dress up her madness under diplomacy, under the withdrawal of forces from Afghanistan, though we know that she ain't going to come out willingly. She got to be thrown out, as Elijah Muhammad says. And we're watching that today. She didn't just decide to come out of Afghanistan if she so comes out of it. It was 20 years in the making of her bombing and using low-yield thermonuclear weapons on them people over there. She didn't just decide one day we're going to do it. It has become an economic headache for the empire. And now she's facing that madness as she tries to contain a rise in China. And she's so focused on China that Blinken, Pompeo, Trump and Biden all said that they consider China to be the greatest threat to American preeminence. Why is that, I ask you? Did not Elijah Muhammad say that that yellow man of Asia would be used to help raise up the black man? Did not Elijah Muhammad tell you that God would ordain that yellow man of Asia to chase down this white man and everything that he once dominated in? You heard it here first, right? So if that was not the case, then why the hell did they leapfrog Russia as the number one threat? I'm asking you these things because sometimes people need to ask you questions in a certain way to get that gray matter to start popping, to make you start thinking. Oh, boy, I tell you what, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let me bring in a clip, okay? And as we bring in a clip, I'm going to try to also bring, while the clip is playing, I'm going to also try to bring, turn on another computer, right? And make sure that if one computer goes down, we'll have another computer going up because we're facing a lot of stuff behind closed doors that you're not privy to on these computers and on the phone lines, okay? I just want you, brothers and sisters, to bear with me. I love you. I miss y'all. And that's why I'm speaking so open and so honest and so passionate to you all. Because a lot of times when people, and I notice this about my children, a lot of times you can love somebody and you can talk to them and you can be nice to them and you can say it in the most gentle and meaningful way and they will not move on it. Sometimes it takes fire behind it to get you to understand the seriousness of the moment. And that's why I'm speaking to you all. So don't take offense because I love y'all. I love, when I told you you suck, I meant that. I mean, I didn't mean it in a way that would degradate you or something like that, but I mean your actions. You don't support. And that's why a lot of Muslims, when they start businesses and when they do things and open platforms up, they often cater to the people who will support them. But I've been doing this by myself mostly, using my finances to get the truth out. That's a labor of love. That you cannot say I don't love you. Because anybody else would have packed up and gone. Look at the hosts that came before on with this show. I'm not talking bad about nobody, but I'm saying, look at that. They're not, some of them not willing to sacrifice their time like this, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays. And then on top of that, behind closed doors, and you got a family, a big family, and you got other stuff you have to do, and then you're doing another platform to try to reach the people in a way to try to, you're trying to think of ways to prove Elijah Muhammad's teachings. And this is on a daily and hourly basis. That's love. That's sacrifice. And when a person will sacrifice for you, a person shows you that they love you. And when a person just talks, that's all they're about, talking. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, you give too much talk. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So when I told you that you sucked, I meant that. And I'm not speaking to everybody, but you know who I'm talking to. All of y'all, you know y'all, you know I'm talking to y'all. You know what I'm saying. You know I'm saying the truth. I'm not trying to alienate you, but I got to give you this pill. And it's nasty when you put it in your mouth. But if you just swallow it and let it go into your digestive tract, you'll return to a better state of health because you'll know that I call the ace of ace and a spade of spade. All right? So don't think harsh of me, and if you do, I really don't care. But let's go, and I want to play a clip, and while we're doing it, I'm going to try to get another computer online because we're having problems with this computer and stuff. And I hate this, whatever, this Chrome, this HP Chromebook over here. I hate this computer because it's certain things that you just can't do on it. And I like these other computers. The Apple computer does some stuff the Lenovo does. So I'm going to try to get these other computers online one by one as I play this clip. I might not have time to get them online in 4 minutes, but I'm going to do it before these computers go down because we're getting hit with stuff on it, and it's telling me that it's being blocked. So listen closely to this clip here, and then we'll come back after this. And be patient with you, brother. Let me talk to you, okay? I haven't talked to you in over a month and a half. Let me talk to you.
So if interest rates go up, we could see a stock market sell up. But the Fed chairman insists easy money policies aren't blowing any bubbles in the stock market. But luckily, Powell says the Fed will continue its bond buying program anyway to push rates down until further notice. He's at a House hearing today. I asked Peter Schiff, chairman at Schiff Gold, if he had any thoughts on Powell's performance.
Yeah, I had a lot of thoughts. In fact, I tweeted them all out. You know, Powell is getting progressively more dovish every time he speaks, which I think is a necessity because the U.S. economy is in need of more artificial support every time he speaks, because the only thing that the economy's got going for it is the Fed, because it's a phony economy. It's not real, and it's completely dependent on increasing levels of inflation. So the Fed keeps on printing money while pretending it has no effect on interest rates, no effect on asset prices, and claiming that the market doesn't even need its help. I mean, Powell actually said today that he doesn't even think the Fed's massive bond buying program is having any effect on interest rates. He thinks there's plenty of demand for U.S. Treasuries, and the Treasury doesn't even need the Fed, which, of course, if that were true, then why is the Fed buying all these bonds in the first place? The truth is, that's the only thing standing between us and complete economic collapse is the Fed, but the only thing standing between the Fed and collapse is the value of the dollar. And, you know, Powell today said that he doesn't think it matters how much money they print, that there's no longer a relationship between the supply of dollars and the value of those dollars. Well, the laws of supply and demand are still in effect. And if Powell keeps printing dollars, eventually there'll be no demand, and the value, the price, is going to collapse. And that's when it all hits the fan.
Really incredible comments from the chairman today. And I know lots of our viewers, Peter, they're probably waiting for me to ask about Elon Musk, yourself and himself. Don't seem to quite see eye to eye on Bitcoin's future.
Well, you know, Musk is, you know, not exactly unbiased here. He purchased $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin for Tesla shareholders. So, you know, once you own Bitcoin, you're really obligated to talk your book, because the only way to prop up the price is to con other people into buying it. But, you know, based on Musk's tweet to me, if he's actually being honest in what he tweeted and not just trying to promote Bitcoin, even though he has more money than almost anybody, he doesn't really understand it. You know, because he said to me that money is just data, and it's not. That's not what money is. I mean, data can represent money, but money is a commodity, like gold and silver. That's money. What we use today, Federal Reserve notes or people that use euros or Japanese yen, those are what you call money substitute. They're not actual money. In fact, when the Federal Reserve issued notes backed by gold and silver, the gold and silver was the money. The notes were currency, and what gave the currency value was the money, the gold, that backed it up. So currency is also a money substitute. But what we have now is a substitute for legitimate currency, and that's fiat currency. The difference between real currency and fiat currency is real currency is backed by actual money, whereas fiat currency is backed by nothing. The dollar is fiat currency. Bitcoin is fiat digital currency, but the problem is it doesn't even function as a currency. So it's really nothing. What Bitcoin really is a digital token. And you have people that are collecting Bitcoin, and you have people that are trading Bitcoin. So it has a price. But that price is a function of all the speculation. But at the end of the day, these Bitcoin collections are going to have no value, because there's nothing unique or scarce about Bitcoin, and the price is going to collapse.
And I'd just like to tell our viewers at home, if you're not following Peter on Twitter, you got to get following him, because it...
So, Peter Schiff gives us an understanding of what is going on in the markets, right? And what is happening with the dollar and the lies about the Fed chairman, right? So, and he mentions this fiat stuff, because I want to break something down for you. Because now it's popular, and everybody quotes these quotes from the fall of America and from the Savior has arrived, but they weren't quoting these things like this in context like this before this show, before we started doing this show. And that was the reason, that was the necessity for the show, because I used to hear people, and all they would do is just pick the books up and just read them verbatim and without any understanding behind it. And I was like, man, what is going on? Do they not understand that this stuff is actually living? It's happening right now. It's in motion. Because they were reading this stuff as though it was to come and not underway. And I was often talk to my mom. I was like, Mom, I don't understand. Why can they not see this? So I thought, I'm gonna start a show, the Star and Crescent Report. And one of the persons that supported the show from the beginning was Kevin Ali. As a matter of fact, he was the one who put me on to Blog Talk Radio. I don't take no credit away from anybody. I give everybody the credit that is due to them. But I just want you to think about this, because we got to look at things in context. And Elijah Muhammad was talking about fiat currency and the loss of the dollar's supremacy and the loss of the dollar's power, purchasing power, and the coming inflation, right? He was talking about that on page 87 of The Fall of America, right? And so when we hear Peter Schiff and when we hear all of these other white pundits talk about that, we give them so much credit. And yet we ignore what Elijah Muhammad said decades before they ever arrived on the scene. All they're doing is bearing witness to what Elijah Muhammad said. Now, this man didn't go to school. He was not no learned person of college or high school. He didn't go to high school or junior high school. He was in elementary school and had to leave. All right? But his wisdom is so profound that now you see that it seeps into the economic realm of things, the geopolitical, because people wasn't talking about this stuff. His wisdom was not just you talking about what happened in the Bible or the Quran. It was living in motion. I keep telling you, it was on time and moving. So it seeped into the physics. It seeped into the astrophysics. It seeped into the economics, the political, the geopolitical. It was not confined to a book. So when we hear Peter Schiff and Jim Rogers and all of these other pundits speak on the collapse, the irrational Federal Reserve, and we hear them speak about fiat currency and not being backed by gold and what that means and how that means inflation will be coming. And when we hear them talk about the situation that is now underway with America and her economics and the global world and its economics, we can say truthfully that Elijah Muhammad told us about these things way before them, decades before them. Elijah Muhammad told you about 1914, right? And what did we say? The Fed was founded in what? 1913, 1914. And because Elijah Muhammad said, this marked the end of the white man's world. This marked the end of his rulership over the globe. And now, nearly 100 years later, we see that. And now white people are talking about it, and they use reference points. Reference points. They talk about how the Fed is destroying the economic solvency of America. They talk about how the Fed is instituting policies that is not good for the dollar. They talk about how the Fed is bankrupt in America, right? And America being the greatest pillar of white power economically, politically, and militarily. If she's bankrupt, what the hell does that say about the entire system of white people, huh? So was Elijah Muhammad telling you the truth? Or was he lying? Because we have proof right here, right now, that proves Elijah Muhammad 100%. And we can hear it from Jim Rogers now. We can hear it from Peter Schiff. They just say it in a different way. But they are bearing witness to Elijah Muhammad's teaching. Right? When the world went off the gold and silver standard, what did Elijah Muhammad say? The financial doom of England and America was sealed. Now, I don't even have my book right in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that is the exact quote. Now, with that said, that is why England or the UK or Britain or whatever the hell you want to call it today, that is why they are fighting alongside. That's why they're provoking China. That's why they are trying to move forces to the Indo-Pacific. That is why they're trying to do everything they can to uphold the so-called rules-based order. Because financially, the pound is tied to the dollar. And financially, the New York Exchange is tied to the London Exchange. And if one blows up, the other one blows up. And let me tell you this. The London Exchange is not in subjection to the New York Stock Exchange, you got it backwards. The London Exchange is the largest exchange, and the New York Exchange is tied to the London Exchange, and that's why Elijah Muhammad prefaced his statement with the doom of England and America. He didn't say the doom of America and England. Now, this is a book called Fall of America. The chapter was called Decline of the Dollar. But yet he prefaced the fall of America with the fall of England. All right? He was letting you know something economically. He was letting you know how they are tied financially, hip and shoulder. All right? So, with that being said, we can understand why when America sees China as a greater threat, what happened 2 days later? England comes out and says they see China as the greatest threat. This was no coincidence. This was no coincidence. This was because they understand prophecy. You don't understand it. You don't understand what's going on. These devils know what's happening. They understand that it is the Lord of the world who is after them. And they understand that nothing they can do short of telling the truth, releasing the slaves, giving them a place that they can call their own, nothing short of that will push back their judgment. And we're in such a time now that, hell, God is hardening their heart. They won't do it. He's doing to them what he did to Pharaoh of ancient Egypt. God didn't want Pharaoh to let them go. But you say, God sent Pharaoh. Yeah, he sent Moses to Pharaoh multiple times, right? But what God said, I don't want Pharaoh to let you go. Because I want to get a chance to chastise them, to show him when he buck up against me that I'm the Lord of the world.
Yeah.
Right? So, you see England and you see America. And you say, dang, they have sporadic, irrational policies. It doesn't make sense. Their policies don't make sense. Well, when you have been the bully of the globe, when you have been so-called the wealthiest nations of the globe, when you have exerted power and policy over the entire globe and the spectrum of man, and you see all of that being taken away from you, sometimes you get confused. Sometimes you become disillusioned. You become depressed. And so you make irrational moves trying to preserve that which you see as your own. This is what we call judgment. This is what we call God having them in derision. Okay? I want you to bear with me, brothers and sisters. And I know these people are knocking y'all off the air, but y'all bear with me, okay? And don't think hard of me. We're going to play another clip, okay? But I want to get to something. So, all right. Here we go. According to the definition, derision, contemptuous ridicule or mockery. Mockery, ridicule, jeering, jeers, sneers, scoffing, jibing, taunts. Okay? So God is having them in derision. How can you say that? Because now nations are making mock of them, right? The same nations that they ruled colonially are now rising up against their rule. Right? And they're fighting like hell to try to push back the tide of time. And that's tantamount to you being out in the ocean and a tsunami is right there and you're holding up a blanket saying that you're going to push back the tsunami. That is what the white world is doing. They're holding up a blanket to the tsunami of judgment. Saying that we believe that this time this little blanket will stop those powerful waves that is about to rip through this civilization and rip it to shreds. That's insanity, isn't it? Look at France, while we talk about England and the U.S. And all of this has to do with the economic meltdown. France is in Mali. France is in a couple of other states in Africa, right? And they are now, and you got to do your research, they are now backing certain governments to put down uprisings. Because, see, France is invested in these nations. Because France get cheap labor. France get cheap minerals. They get the uranium. All of this stuff from these countries, and they put it back, and they refine it in Europe. And so they're backing these people to suppress the voices of the masses. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, with the rules of the white world over, right? We got to deal with each other as it is. Where's my fall of America? See, all of this is prophecy. All of this is scripture. All of this is real time, right? It's not something that you can just look away from because we can point to it. It's tangible. And if it's tangible and we can point to it, then we can prove that Elijah Muhammad has told us the truth. And this is the thought frame I'm trying to get everybody into. Because we get lazy at times and we don't want to do research. Or if we do research, we want to quote foolishness. We want to quote anything that will back our point, even if our point is irrational. And that's the sign of an insane or sick person mentally. Now, I'm going to play another clip because I know time is limited. And then we're going to come back and we're going to address this about France. All right? And we're going to address this about England, and we're going to address this about America. We're going to address this about Germany. Canada! Because a lot of you don't know that Canada has military bases in Africa and in the Middle East. A lot of you don't know that. But this is the white man grasping for straws. He's trying to maintain his position globally. And he's bankrupt. So now he has to make some stock choices. Do I continue to hold bases in the Middle East or in North Africa to confront China? Because if we don't confront China and China becomes too powerful, then we're going to lose our position anyhow. But if we let go of our colonies in Africa and the Middle East, then we lose power and sway there. So now we're in a catch-22 economically and politically. This is the hand of God. He's making manifest the fall of America. He's making manifest the fall of the white world. I'm going to play something that I had for y'all a few weeks ago. I just looked at my dashboard. I was getting ready to play another clip. But I'm going to play something for y'all because I see the title on this clip. This is about 11 minutes. I don't know if it's going to go the whole 11 minutes. But I see the title on it, and it says, "The End of the Experiment Started in 1971. It's the Federal Reserve." Now, I don't know what this clip is because I forget, but I see the title, and the title caught my eye, and it's on the subject that we're talking about right now with the insolvency of the Western world, the fiat currency, the decline of the dollar, the United States, England, and France fighting like hell to try to hold their colonial rule, and the white world getting pushed back at every step. So I'm going to play this, and you'll be listening to it, and I'll be listening to it, and we'll be hearing some together, okay? But let's go to this.
Hey guys, welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. So I wanted to go over what the Fed has been talking about, because of course the Fed is a very serious problem for us. Clearly, they don't care what happens to the economy. They are definitely involved in reshaping, retooling our nation without even our approval. Obviously, the Federal Reserve is not independent, they are sovereign. Now, the U.S. Central Bank, the Philly Fed chief, Harker, he came out and said that they may begin paring back their bond buying program as soon as the end of this year. The Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia president, his name is Patrick Harker, he said, quote, "I could see potentially that occurring at the very end of 2021 or early 2022, but it's all going to depend on the course of the economy, which will depend on the course of this sickness. It could cause disruption in the markets if we try to do it too soon," unquote. Now, this is probably the most stunning part of his statement. It could cause disruption in the markets if we try to do it too soon. And that's really what they care about. They pretend like they care about the unemployment. They pretend like they care about the economy. If they cared about the unemployment, they would allow people to go back and work. But it's really about the markets. And this is where the problem we have is that the stock market is not the economy. We see there's job losses. They're mounting. We see, once again, the amount of jobs is declining in the U.S. We see 495,000 job losses in the leisure and hospitality industry. This is serious. And this is a problem. What they're worried about is the reaction of the markets. So they are doing tremendous damage to our economy. They are actually creating this wealth gap by funneling trillions of dollars, not only to the banks and their friends, their associates, They're also funneling money to the elite. If you notice, all of the richest people in the world have gained a significant amount of money since we entered the greatest depression. So when they tell you they care about the poor or they want to help create equity or make a more fair system, you should understand these extremely wealthy people have no desire whatsoever to make a system that is more fair. Not at all. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. But they're not really worried about the damage that could be done for consumers. Of course, they're already discussing raising the wage to $15 an hour, but it won't be long before it's raised to $30, then $100, then $200, especially at the rate we're going. Now, they say that we're heading for a radical transformation of our entire economy. And they say it will be costly in the trillions of dollars is what they're saying. And it reminds me of a statement that was made by Jefferson, and it describes that the people will remain free as long as they don't allow their leaders to mount up perpetual debts in their name. So it's actually a threat to freedom to have a huge national debt. Jefferson was the one who also said that it falls upon us to pay off our national debt among every administration. Now, the problem is the trajectory we're on, there's no way back out of it. If you understand what I mean, today it's going to be trillions. Tomorrow, what is it going to be, quadrillions? This is the direction we are going. And for a central bank that claims that it's trying to help the economy with its policies, the fact that they are entirely overlooking the economy, entirely avoiding looking at what's going on in the economy. You know, honestly, when they send everybody checks, I don't know if anybody doesn't realize this, but it's at the largest spending bills they're making. They always tie all these need-to-pass measures, all these need-to-pass, you know, different things, and they tie it to these bills, and then they tell everybody we're going to be sending you checks, and then when people object and say, well, we can't spend $2 or $3 trillion funding all of these people when they directly shut down their economy. So why would we give them money? Why would we take federal money from states that are still operating economically and give it to failing states that are intentionally driving the businesses from their state? Obviously, they shouldn't get one single dollar in bailout funds. Now, they said it would cause disruption in the markets if we try to do it too soon. So there's no end in sight for this madness. The Federal Reserve, they're not going to stop anytime soon. And the interesting thing is this should be extremely positive for gold and silver, but we're entering the twilight zone. There's no guarantee what was will be. And I know that's an uncomfortable thing, especially in America, but things are changing so fast. This obsession with stocks by the people in charge, and it's not going to turn down anytime soon. We do know Yellen was the one who was discussing the Federal Reserve needs the power to buy equities outright. And now, do you understand why this is a problem? Jerome Powell has enormous personal stock holdings, a lot. He's heavily invested. He's invested in just about everything that BlackRock is. He also has an enormous amount of his personal fortune invested in BlackRock himself, because of course they're the ones who have been given the power to execute the Federal Reserve's bond buying purchases. So you get that? Jerome Powell is personally invested in a company who they have given the authority to direct the Federal Reserve's purchases. So he's personally profiting from this. He's getting filthy rich, and they are not looking at the economy. They say there's no wealth inequality because if people really began to sit back and realize what the Federal Reserve is doing, all of the wealth inequality we've seen, it's all happened since 1971. Back in 1971, the bottom 90%, I know we hear that term a lot, they had more than the 10%. They had a lot more. The people of the United States were independently wealthy. I mean, if you look at the houses in Detroit, that are a lot of them abandoned, their neighborhoods look terrible, it's not safe anymore. But if you look at the houses, the square footage of these brick mansions is just, they're massive. These were clearly houses built by people who were trying to make a statement about their economic prowess. But it's all gone. It's all gone, and now those same streets are considered ghettos, and it's not safe. There's many empty buildings, burned down buildings, and empty places where some of those mansions used to exist. So it's entirely possible to take a thriving and vibrant economy and to just destroy it to the stage where it's not recoverable. They'll never return to those glory days. And at the heart of it all, it's about production. And so one thing I think that we've learned from this entire crisis is that we need to make our own products in this nation, because at any moment, those supply chains could break down. And then you're stuck without your own medicine. You're stuck without your own tools or equipment, metal products. Essentially, everything stopped during that time. And if we learned anything, I believe it was an overwhelming consensus, it was that we need to have everything brought on shore that we require for life. But for some reason, they don't seem to interpret our personal experience that way. They have this opposite idea that now is the time to go in the complete opposite direction. We need to make sure we don't make anything. We need to make sure other countries are prosperous, because that's really what will make it fair in the world, because American companies, of course, can compete. Now, we are involved in a very unhealthy codependence between the central bank and these quote-unquote market participants. So the debt issuers, which are actually the governments and companies, also are being funded by the Fed. And some of the debt from companies that the Federal Reserve has been buying, like Apple, for example, do they need a handout from the Fed? Do they need money to be printed to give to them to buy their debt, to pay their debt, which they spent on what? What did they spend that debt on? Why did they take out the debt? Well, stock repurchases. Why? Well, to help their investors, their shareholders, to return some value so that they feel comfortable keeping their money in the stock regardless of what's going on in the economy, because they know they're going to get paid. So the wealthy have benefited from this. The company, it has conducted itself not exactly ethically. And then at the end of the day, they're not even paying off this debt. So the Federal Reserve is printing money and directly handing it to this company's shareholders. Not just them. There's also VW was on the list of some of the bonds the Fed has been buying. And that is not an American company. Like I said, employment is not their goal. Not at all. All they want to do is be in control and pretend every once in a while that they care about us, especially when a camera's on. But the one thing that is so telling in the statement, it could cause disruption in the markets if we try to do it too soon. So if they stop giving companies like Apple freshly printed money, which of course this money creation will affect us all, then the market, it could have disruptions. They can't stop that just now. The problem is there's no oversight going on with this. And this money was backstopped by the Treasury, and no doubt now that an actual Fed member is going to be running the Treasury, things are about to break wide open. I mean, it's all pretty clear. This is it, right, guys? I think.
This is it, right, guys? Listen, he brought up a specific date around the 7-minute mark, and I'm glad I let that play all the way through. He brought up a specific date, and he talked about this experiment is coming to a head, this 1971 experiment, right? And the name of this clip is "The End of the Experiment Started in 1971. It's the Federal Reserve Mastermind of Economic Chaos." Now, why did that catch my eye when I was scrolling on my dashboard? Because we were talking about the dollar, and we were talking about the insolvency of America, and we were talking about the coming hyperinflation or the inflationary situation that is upon us. And we were talking about how this would not just touch off in America, but all of her allies and everybody else. We were talking about that. So when I was scrolling to play another clip, and I saw that, it went back because I quoted something out of the decline of the dollar. And I'm going to go back to that clip. But I'm gonna quote more than that this time. So let's go to page 87 real quick. And I have a slight headache, so you got to bear with me. I told you, I've been under a lot of stress, doing a lot of things, and so I'm making it through the show, okay? I'm laboring to make it through the show. The decline of the dollar. The stronghold of the American government is falling to pieces. She has lost her prestige among the nations of the earth. One of the greatest powers of America was her dollar. And I continue to tell y'all, Elijah Muhammad saying this, he was speaking in past tense. Was means that it happened. Not that it is going to happen, but that it happened. So in words, he was saying that God had already committed to it, so it was as good as done when he was speaking it. And it says, the loss of such power will bring any nation to weakness, for this is the medium of exchange between nations. The English pound and the American dollar have been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. He's telling you why England is so tied to the hip with America. He's telling you why England is fighting all this and provoking all the nations right alongside America. He's telling you why England is designating the same people that America is designating as her threat and enemy. Right? Because the sterling pound, the pound sterling, is tied directly to the U.S. dollar. And then he goes and says, the English pound and the American dollar have been the power and beckoning light of these two great powers. But when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America was sealed. Why did he preface? I know I talked to you about, but why did he preface England before America? And when he's talking about a financial doom, I thought we were talking about the decline of the dollar. I thought we were talking about the fall of America. Then why would he put more emphasis and put England before America? If he was talking about America alone, or he was talking about this meaning America, he would have prefaced England with America, not the other way around. So why? There must be some to this. Because the London Exchange is the largest gold exchange in the world. It is the greatest manipulator of gold and silver prices. And the New York Exchange is tied to the London Exchange and not the other way around. So when the world went off the gold and silver standard, the financial doom of England and America, not America and England, but England and America was sealed. That's what Elijah Muhammad is telling you. I proved it, and I can prove it. All you have to do is take a little time and Google what I'm saying. All right? Muhammad goes further and says, the pound has lost 50% of its value. America's dollar has lost now everything now as power back in for her currency. Lost everything. So now when he tells you this, now he's talking about this in the 70s now. I want you to understand this. Elijah Muhammad is talking to you about this is the 70s now, I remind you. But you're hearing Peter Schiff them. You're hearing the X-22 report. You're hearing the Silver report. You're hearing all of these people bearing witness to what Elijah Muhammad had told you would take place. In the 70s, he was telling you this. We're in 2021, the 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period is coming to a head. And why the hell are they all bearing witness to it right here and right now in the last days of the 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period? I'm asking you these questions. There must be something to these statements. Okay? So Muhammad goes further and says, the pound has lost 50% of her value. America's dollar has lost everything now as power backing for a currency, which was once backed by gold for every $5 note and up, and all of her currency was backed by silver from a $1 note up. But today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value, silver or gold. Stop right there. Let's go to the definition of fiat so we can understand these white people saying exactly the same thing. But they're talking over your head. So they often talk about fiat currency. According to Google, fiat money is a government-issued currency that is not backed by a commodity such as gold. Fiat money gives central banks greater control over the economy because they can control how much money is printed. Modern money paper currencies such as the U.S. dollar are fiat currency. But today, the currency of America is not backed by any sound value, silver or gold. So if it's not backed by silver or gold, then what the hell is it according to the definition of the word? It's a fiat currency, right? Elijah Muhammad told you this back then, and now you want to give these white people credit when Elijah Muhammad was telling you these things. Oh, man, I tell you what. So he goes further and says, the note today is something that the government declares they will give you the value in return, but does not, listen to this, but does not name what that value is. That's why it's called a promissory note. I'm issuing this note, and I'm promising you the value of this at a later return. That's what that is. It's not the, at one time, the money said, you can redeem this for silver at any bank. It was on the currency. You can redeem this for gold at any bank. It was on the currency. Right? But today you have a promissory note, a Federal Reserve note issued by the Federal Reserve. When was the Federal Reserve brought into creation? Huh? 1914 did what? Marked the end of the white world, right? It's too easy. It's too easy, I'm telling you. It is absolutely too easy to prove Elijah Muhammad. Let me go to the phone line and then we'll come back with more of this. I got to bring Brother Rashid in. Brother Rashid, I say unto you, my brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, it's fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I hear you good.
Brother, this what's going on, brother? Is that Elijah Muhammad?
Your phone breaking up right now, brother. Your phone. How about you hang up, call back in, and then I'll bring you back on as soon as you raise your hand. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brothers and sisters. I'm just asking questions. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm asking questions. And I'm proving to you through time, through events, and through what is written and what has been stated and what is being stated that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is the last and the greatest of the messengers of God. There is no doubt. There is no argument about it because we can prove his words. Right? Now let me bring Brother Rashid back in. Brother, assalamu alaikum.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you clear now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you clear. Now, go ahead.
Okay, as I was saying before, as this messenger had a crystal ball and he was telling us what would be going on in this day and time. Remember, all of the messenger's books is talking about the 60 and not exceed 70 years of extension. This is the end of the extension time. This is the reason why I was listening to Sergei Lavrov talking yesterday to one of his reporters over there in Russia. And he said that basically America and England, Russia are enemies. All of Europe are enemies. Ain't that what the Melania said, that she would fight Russia and Europe?
Yes, right.
Same thing with brother. The brother was telling us, Minister John talked, that China would roll over
Australia
when the war started. All of the white countries in the Southern Pacific are aligned with America. It would behoove China to remove that thorn in their side. What the menu said, the Asian nations are the one that's going against. And ain't that the main one? Everybody in Asia is with China. Only India is with America. And now Modi with this skin in trouble. Brother, yes. Elijah Muhammad, the man of the hour, brother. Any black man, like one of the funny for a poor black man of America to hate Elijah Muhammad, something's wrong with his brain.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right, my brother.
Elijah Muhammad gave us a better way of life. Even the Muslims over in the East can't stand to the moral codes of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us how to go to the bathroom, taught us how to eat, taught us how to sleep, taught us everything. Not yet. Taught everything.
I'm losing your signal, brother. I'm losing your signal. Hang up and do it again, brother. I'm losing your signal. It's like breaking up for everybody. We can't hear you.
What about now? Can you,
yeah,
can
now
hear you
we
now?
Can hear. Yeah, we hear you good now.
I said, okay, as the brother was saying, even the messenger taught the MGT how to hold his pocketbook. The white man's man in a position where he was just a beast of the field with no knowledge at all. And here Elijah Muhammad came and taught us how to act civilized, how to be respected from other people around the world. Even with his farm program and all that stuff, he got us together, brother. All of that stuff. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad civilized the black. Take away Elijah Muhammad, now what do we got, brother? We got a bunch of fatties. And the black man want to downgrade Elijah Muhammad. He was our Moses, and we rejected.
Mm-hmm.
So now we Black Lives Matter. The white man don't care about no black lives. He don't care about the Chinese lives. He don't care about the Mexican. He don't care about nobody's lives but his own. And then we really don't even care about that. He is a dead nation who loves death. Everything that, and now he got him running with this vaccine. And they take this vaccine, and then about 4 or 5 months later, then your arms start falling off.
Yeah.
What the man you said? He planned on taking 98% of the black man of America and 2/3 of the planet with him when he go, because he know he can't beat Allah. He know there's a day coming when he gonna get destroyed. But if I can deprive God of his people, then I figure in his mind he would have defeated God.
Yep. Yep.
Brother, it's been a long time since you got on the air. And,
yeah.
Lovely.
I was telling the people, I'm going to try to do more shows if they let me on. I can only do what they allow me to do. And hopefully we'll have another show Tuesday, Thursday, and maybe Saturday of next week. But also, if they don't get a chance to go over to the Patreon or go to the YouTube thing, we got interviews with professors and scholars and stuff, everything. Are you there, brother? So we'll mute him for a second because he's handling his business. But, yeah, for those of you who are listening, you can go to YouTube. You can go to the Red Pill Diaries on YouTube. They took me out of the search engine for a while. It was funny. I was showing my wife and I was showing my kid. They had took me out of the search engine, and then they put me back in there. Usually when you search me, I was either the first, second, or the third one up there. All right? And then they took me out, and I scrolled down like 100 and something, didn't find myself. And then later on the next day, I was back in the search engine, but I was down like 20-something. But it is what it is, and that's what we have to go through. Also, my son and I, we were doing some, he was, you know, because he does the videos for me, and I'm not technologically savvy, but we were doing some stuff, and then we just so happened to see on the dashboard, it was a little hidden thing on the dashboard on YouTube, and they were saying that they knew that they were suppressing my numbers. It was on the dashboard. I couldn't get my camera phone fast enough to try to click it, but it was on my dashboard where they were saying that they knew that they were suppressing my numbers, they were suppressing my views, and they were unsubscribing people to me constantly. So this is what we have to go through. My son is standing right over my shoulder. He can verify what I'm saying. I wasn't going to even bring the issue up, but since we're talking, let's talk on this. They are trying to suppress the main voice that propagates Elijah Muhammad today. I'm talking about a voice that ain't out there cussing you out. I'm talking about a voice that ain't out there talking grimy with you. I'm talking about a voice that is trying to be an example of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because you didn't hear Elijah Muhammad using the F-bombs on the air. You didn't hear him using the S-bomb on the air or the Scott D. Baum on the air, when you hear people using that slang and they claim to represent the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and you fall for it and you go for it, that is because you are inclined to that. So a lot of you, when you hear that, you say that's wrong. No, that's wrong. It's not wrong. It's wrong. Because the greatest example is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Not these people out here, these fly-by-night people that comes out, I'm Elijah Muhammad's representative, I'm Elijah. Man, to hell with all that. You can judge a book by the content of it. Right? And that's what you do. So, in the midst of all of this, I say that to say this. We're at the end of American dominance. We're at the end of the white world. I'm going to play a clip off the other computer, hopefully. Just listen, this is a two-minute clip. This is a clip from off one of the interviews that I've done with some of these scholars and gurus. Like, this is Gregory Mannarino, one of the most popular YouTube voices on economics, investment, and trade. This is him. He's been on the show numerous times on the Red Pill Diaries. So that's what I tell you. You guys need to go check that out. But listen to what he says about, this is a two-minute clip. I want you to hear what he has to say about America's economy, okay? Let's see, right here.
Right now, so like I said, the dollar is getting slammed, and this is just the opening act. It's just the opening act. Stock futures right now are kind of mixed. You got the Dow futures lower, S&P 500, NASDAQ futures higher. Gold and silver are catching a bid right now. Crude oil is slightly under pressure. Cryptocurrencies remain under pressure. This is a corrective phase, in my opinion, with regard to cryptocurrencies. Embrace it. We've seen this before over and over again. And every single time, without exception, again, people look. The past can teach us lessons if we just listen to them. Every time we've seen this, like I explained to you, we got a meteoric rise here with regard to cryptos. They drop, they pull back, they find a new floor, and they go up. The stock market appears to be also in some kind of a corrective phase, but I don't think it's going to be a deep one at all. I said yesterday, and I just happened to blurt it out of my mouth, whatever the word is, 5, 10, 15%. It doesn't have to be 15%. It could be 5%. It could be even less than that. But the market really does need to give some back, find a new floor to go higher. And I know there was this big scare yesterday with brain dead Biden talking about a massive raising of the capital gains tax, which is going to hit everybody, not just the rich and the well-off. So, I mean, it's too stupid. But that's just the way that is, too. Look, our country is in dire shape. I think we all now know that. We're in economic free fall, and it's just going to pressure people even more. The dollar cratering is, you know, a massive sign of inflation for which we have right now. Turn on Bloomberg, CNBC this morning. They're all talking about inflation. We got corporations promising to push higher costs onto your back. This is the new paradigm, people. I told you it was coming, and a whole new set of rules are following as well. I think you know that as well.
So, Rashid, I'll bring you in a second. So, this clip here. Greg Mannarino said, our country, he was talking about, he said, it's in economic freefall. He said, it's in dire shape, right? And he said, I'm telling you that this is a corrective phase. So I want to get something clear to you all, okay, because we're still in decline of the dollar. So for us to understand what he is saying and how and the meaning of what he's trying to convey to the people, we have to understand the definition of words. You know we have to, because people will make word plays to mislead you. So the best way to nip that in the bud is to understand the words, okay? So he said there's a disruption going on, right? According to the dictionary, the word disruption means disturbance or problem which interrupts an event, activity, or process. Radical change to an existing industry or market due to technological innovation. All right? Let's go to the next one. So that's what disruption means. Corrective. Now, if something is corrective, then that means something was incorrect. Is that not right? So to correct something, you don't correct something that's right, do you? Do you? You only correct something that is incorrect. So corrective means it's an adjective, and it can be a noun. It says designed to correct or counteract something harmful or undesirable. Huh? A thing intended to correct or counteract something else. We go to the next one. He said corrective phrase, right? A phase, excuse me, not phrase, phase, that's what he said. Phase, I'm sorry about that. So the word phase means, it's a noun, a distinct period or stage in a series of events or a process of change or development. So what he is saying is that there is a need for a correction in this process, this economic process or phase or development. Because something is incorrect, right? There's a disruption going on with this incorrupt thing. Something is disrupting the incorrupt process. What is disrupting it? The word of God. God is all right. God is correct. So he is disrupting that which is incorrect. He's straightening the crooked. That's what he's doing. Oh, man, I tell you what. Let's go a little further. He says, Reverend Manorino says, the nation is in dire situation. All right? The word dire means, it's an adjective. It means of a situation or event extremely, extremely serious or urgent. Of a warning or threat presaging disaster. So when I tell you that we're in the fall of America and the decline of the American dollar, and we're looking at the implosion of the white world or the Western world or the American pillar of power of the white world, I'm just saying the same thing that Gregory Manorino just said. And when I tell you that it is the hand of God that is doing it, I am telling you exactly what Gregory Manorino said. He just said it in different words. Oh, man. So Elijah Muhammad says this, and then I'll bring you in, Brother Rashid. The note today is something that the government declares that they will give you the value in return, but does not name what that value is. But they definitely are not backing their currency with silver or gold. You know what they're backing it with? Paper futures. They are selling paper, gold, and silver contracts. I'm not lying to you. Go Google this stuff. I am not lying to you. They are so overdrawn in gold and silver that they will not even allow an audit to the Federal Reserve, to Fort Knox. They are short on gold and silver coins in the exchange now. They are selling paper gold certificates and paper silver certificates, telling the people, we'll hold your gold, but this paper is as good as you holding the gold. This is what he's saying. But they are definitely not backing their currency with silver or gold. They're backing it with a war machine. They're backing it with the promises of future gold and silver. They're backing it through threats of economic sanctions, right? And Muhammad goes and tells us what this means for America and her standing internationally in the next sentence. This is the number one fall. Not number two, not number three, not number four. This is the number one fall. And it is very clear. So it's not foggy. It's not confused. It's not shaky or shaggy or shadowy. And it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. So when we look at that, we transition to an article in Sputnik News today, Sputnik.com. And the article is titled, Dollars, that's dollar apostrophe S, Dollars Share and global trade will drop once people begin to doubt its stability, says the Kremlin. The Kremlin is just like the White House, all right? It's the Russian White House, okay? It says, and I'm reading this for the first time with you all too, so, okay? And Rashid, keep your hand up. Even if we run out of time, I'll bring you in for about 2 or 3 minutes, okay? It says, in the face of sweeping new sanctions, targeting its sovereign debt, and threats of being cut off from SWIFT, Visa, and other financial instruments, Moscow has recently gone on the diplomatic offensive, encouraging trade partners to continue to move away from the use of the dollar in trade and to create alternative payment systems. What Elijah Muhammad said? This is the number one fall. And it is very clear that the loss of the power of the American dollar means the loss of the financial power of America. What did Russia say? In the face of sweeping new sanctions targeting its sovereign debt and the threat of being cut off from SWIFT, Visa, and other financial instruments, Moscow has recently gone on the diplomatic offensive, encouraging its trade partners to continue to move away from the use of the dollar in trade and to create alternative payment systems. The share of the dollar in Russia's foreign trade operations has been declining from year to year, and the same thing will happen in other countries the world over once people begin to doubt the U.S. currency's stability, presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov has said. So, everywhere you look, and everything you read, and everything you hear, and everything you see, bear witness to Elijah Muhammad's teachings. And bear witness that we are living in the end of the 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period, and we're living in the fall of America and the destruction and removal of the white or the Western world order. And this is why they continue to bring up the international order, the order, because they see it being wiped away. Because it's no law, it's not just, it's not fair, it's not equitable, and that is getting pushed in the dustbin of history and time. Let me bring Rashid. Hold on one second. Let me bring Rashid in because I promised him this, and I know the time is limited. So, Rashid, go ahead. Do you have something to say?
Brother, remember when Matthew was talking about, like I said,
your phone is breaking up again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
When the messenger was talking about going to war with Russia, can't you see this is what the messenger was saying about right now? Russia is telling everybody to get off her dollar. People don't understand. If the dollar falls, you talk about Mexican peso is no good. The Mexican peso will look like a giant can say. They got so much of trillions upon trillions. Ain't nobody putting money out like that. What did you say? A day going to come where you're going to find a whole wheelbarrow full of take a hole and won't be able to buy a loaf of bread. Gas, everything is going up. We are in the throes of it. And the poor people can't. What the man said, you think that this thing was going to continue on and you're going to stay in what you're in. But the man said, a sudden destruction. Allah gives him 1 year to bring him down to the size of hell. We say you can go up and up into the heavens and clear, still a hearing, but I'll bring you back down to the size of hell and burn you. This is on the way.
Yes, sir. Wa alaykum salam. And so we're watching this. We're watching the fall of America in real time. And you all, now you have to do a reappraisal of yourself and an inner thought and reflect on who you are, your thoughts, your actions, because this time it's going to be crucial. It's going to cause people to go bald headed. It's going to cause people to have gray hair. It's going to cause women who are pregnant to give up their suck. It's going to cause these things because of the intensity of the judgment that is on America and the intensity of the judgment on the Western of the white world. They're losing everything. It was no coincidence that France tested a missile, a nuclear ICBM yesterday. It was no coincidence. They're trying to demonstrate power. They didn't demonstrate it over Europe. They did it over Africa. They're trying to keep their ex-slaves in the position of subjugation or subjection to them because they're losing everything. And they're prepared to take the entire world down. They call it scorched earth policy. And they call it MAD, mutually assured destruction, but they're not going to destroy us. We are out. And we are a maker. We are the beginning of every race, and we are the ending of all of them, too. And we were here before they came, and we're going to be here after they're gone. Believe that.